This is Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. Now we move to Bakersfield, where police believe the unsolved cases of three young people who are either missing or dead are connected. In the spring of 2018, James Colstead was killed in a drive-by shooting within weeks of the disappearance of Bailey Despot and Micah Holsenbake. While the search for Bailey continues, Micah is now presumed dead after his arm was discovered in the Kern River. In the months following, the mothers of the victims joined forces to find justice for their adult children, now known as the Bakersfield Three. The mission is to fund public safety in Kern County, potentially by pushing for a sales tax on the ballot. Moderator Kathleen Schock spoke with Cheryl Holsenbake, mother of Micah.
Cheryl, I want to start out by just expressing my condolences for the loss that your family has endured. It's unimaginable.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. It's been a long, almost year and a half, about year and a half, and it's been hard.
Yeah. Can you explain the connection between your son and the other two victims and then how you came to work with the other two mothers, Diane Byrne and Jane Parent?
Yes, we, near the beginning of last year, toward the end of March, our son, our adult son, went missing. And we spent about a year looking for him and calling friends and trying to find information. And one day I got a phone call, and it was from Diane. And she said, and by that time I had heard that James, her son, had been killed. And she said, did you know that our sons were kind of hanging out and spending time together? And I said, no. And we began looking at friend lists on Facebook and noticing that they had many, many friends in common. Not very long, maybe 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks after that, Bailey Despot, who is Jane's daughter, went missing. And we saw that on Facebook as well. And we recognized that name because we had heard that name early on in connection to Micah. And he actually knew her and her sister from a while back. And so we just happened to be three families that were connected through really horrible circumstances. And then Micah, of course, was identified, one of the human remains that was found in the Kern River late last summer was identified via DNA as being related to me, which of course identified that as Micah's. And then, but we've not found any evidence of Bailey at this point. So
again, I'm just so sorry.
Thank you.
You know, at a time when it would have been perfectly understandable for you and the other two mothers to be singularly focused on finding justice for your children, you also, in addition to that work, were advocating on a number of issues, including lobbying the Board of Supervisors to dedicate $30,000 to establish a secret witness program in Kern County. What drove you to take on these larger issues?
Well, early on, all three of us had issues with the system, to put it bluntly. Things that were not working, things we felt were a kind of what you would not expect an agency or agencies to do while they were trying to be helpful to families. And so we found out early on that there was a tiny bit of money available for secret witness. So we thought, well, we can try and fix that. So we went to the Board of Supervisors and we asked them for money, and they gave us discretionary funds, and they revamped their secret witness program. And we've been really compelled to try and raise some money for search and rescue, because at least for Jane and I, that has been really close to our heart, because search and rescue has been involved in looking for our children. And so those kinds of things, you know, we felt things weren't working properly. And so we're thought, well, while we're waiting for justice, we might as well be busy doing something else that will make some of this have a little bit of meaning at the end. And so that's what we've been doing ever since.
And now, of course, one of your focus areas is on potentially securing better funding for law enforcement in Kern County. Tell us about what is going on about a potential sales tax increase.
Well, one of the things that when we realized that our murder rates in particular, our homicide rates were so horribly high, much higher than other counties in California. And when we realized that other assaults like rape and really horrific things were all increasing, and yet we kept hearing news stories about, oh, we're losing our gang task force with the sheriff's department, or we're losing deputies right and left because they, you know, are going to other agencies. And we thought, well, this is not good because those two things are not compatible with what I consider to be, you know, a good, safe neighborhood for my, you know, family to be in. And so we asked the Board of Supervisors to do something, and we didn't really get a sense that movement was happening. And so we went back a bit later and said, if we need to do this via the initiative process, tell us, and we will work to do this, and we will gather signatures, and we will try and make this happen with the least possible percentage needed of voters. And then almost immediately after that, we started getting word that they were doing some things. They had found some money for one thing or another, and were beginning to put some money toward Kern County Sheriff's Office. And then we started feeling like, well, are they going to be supportive of a sales tax? Because it doesn't sound like that's anything that people are really interested in.
Certainly sales tax is often difficult to get passed.
Very, very difficult. And so we knew that from the get-go. And we just really felt like in order for us to move forward, we will have to have all the supervisors say to us, yes, we will verbally, publicly support you in this endeavor. And thus far, I haven't seen that. We believe we need a gang unit. We have a lot of gang. In fact, our district attorney's office has attributed most of the violent crime to gang-related activities. So when the sheriff didn't have the resources for a gang unit, we wanted that reinstated. We believe that our numbers, we have the worst, last 2 years running, we've had the highest homicide rates in the entire state. That is not acceptable. Our substations out in the rural areas, the response times are horrible. And if there's two people on duty, which many times there are only two people on duty, if one gets ill, or if they have one event and a second event occurs, there's nobody to respond, or there's no backup for an hour or more.
Which impacts the safety of the community and the officers.
Exactly. That's just creating a setup for an officer to be injured or killed, and it creates a lot higher threat level for officers going into a situation. It just is a bad setup. And so we feel like that's unacceptable as well. So if we're able to get most of our people in the rural areas drive into Metro Bakersfield to shop, and whether they know it or not, I firmly believe most of them who are shopping for back to school and for, you know, in the big box stores for home improvements, they're already paying the additional 1% sales tax,
right.
But it's benefiting the city of Bakersfield.
And excluding the county. Well, I wish we had more time to talk.
We appreciate you being interested, and thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
If the women decide to move forward with the tax initiative, they will need to collect 13,000 signatures to qualify for the March 2020 ballot.